From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The founder of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, is behind bars in Britain. NPR's Philip Reeve says he was remanded into custody by a court in London today, hours after his arrest.
Assange took center stage today in a drama that's caused fury in the highest corners of power in the United States and beyond. Events move quickly. This morning, the 39-year-old Australian voluntarily reported to British police, who arrested him on a warrant from Sweden concerning allegations of sex-related offences, including rape. A few hours later, he arrived at a magistrate's court in London to be met by a big crowd of journalists and a throng of supporters who view this case as politically motivated. The court placed him in custody until another hearing in 1 week. Several prominent figures, including the campaigning journalist John Pilger and film director Ken Loach, were in court and offered to put up bail. Assange, who denies the Swedish allegations, now appears to be gearing up for a long fight against extradition. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
WikiLeaks can't use Visa anymore, the credit card company says. It suspended all payments to the website while the group's under investigation. It's a major setback for WikiLeaks, which relies on online donations. Yesterday, Swiss authorities closed one of WikiLeaks' founders' bank accounts. U.S. military and civilian leaders are hashing out details of an Afghanistan war review scheduled to be completed by next week. The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, Army General David Petraeus, says troops still have a way to go in getting a full handle on the insurgency.
The Taliban does have still areas in which it has the freedom of movement, in some cases still has arguably the momentum, and so therefore there is more work to be done in those areas.
Petraeus speaking in Kabul today. If passed by the Congress, the tax package worked out between the White House and Republican leaders this week would extend the 2001 and 2003 Bush-era tax cuts. More from NPR's John Itstead.
The deal would reduce the payroll tax rate by 2 percentage points for over 155 million workers. A worker earning $50,000 a year would have a tax savings of $1,000. The largest tax break would be just over $2,000. The new tax cut will kick in as President Obama's Making Work Pay tax cut ends. It was part of the big stimulus package and provided $400 annually per worker, but phases out at incomes above $75,000 a year. For most workers, the payroll tax cut would be more generous and could provide added stimulus for the sluggish economy, helping to offset its $120 billion cost. The Social Security Trust Fund would not suffer a loss because general tax revenues would be used to make up for unpaid payroll taxes. John Idstee, NPR News, Washington.
The Dow is up 54 points at 11,416. This is NPR. A U.S. official arrived in Myanmar today, the first such visit since that country's recent elections. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Bangkok that it is also the first official visit since the release of opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi from house arrest.
Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for East Asian and Pacific Affairs Joseph Yun is due to meet with Foreign Minister Nguyen Win in the capital of Naypyidaw before proceeding to Myanmar's largest city, Yangon. There, he's expected to meet with leaders of minority ethnic groups and opposition political parties. A spokesman for the National League for Democracy has said Yun will meet on Friday with Aung San Suu Kyi, whom authorities released on November 13th. Analysts believe that the Obama administration may consider adjusting its policy of engagement with Myanmar, which has made scant progress. The last U.S. official to visit Myanmar was Assistant Secretary of State Kurt Campbell in May. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Bangkok.
69 years after Japanese warplanes bombed Pearl Harbor, about 100 survivors are gathering at the base in Hawaii to remember those who were killed. They've traveled from across the country to attend today's memorial ceremony across the harbor from the USS Arizona, where the remains of nearly 1,000 service members are entombed. British Prime Minister David Cameron says there's a chance troops will start being withdrawn from Afghanistan next year. Today, he also called for a thorough investigation into Sunday's death of a British service member who's suspected of being killed by friendly fire. Here's the latest from Wall Street. Dow is up 60 at 11,421, and the Nasdaq is up 19 at 2614. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.